Moncrief on News Talk.
According to the clothes designer Paul Costello, Irish people are quick to pay compliments. But is that true? Or is it just that people are quick to pay compliments to Paul Costello? Because it could be argued that the Irish are terrible at taking compliments. So why offer them in the first place? News Talk's It's From Pennies and it has Pockets correspondent Henry McKean has been out buttering people up to see what would happen. Afternoon, Henry, you look radiant.
Oh, why, thank you. And so do you. I love that turtleneck.
Thank
it is
you.
A turtleneck, isn't it?
I don't know if you... I'd call it a polo neck.
Polo neck.
Would you call it a... I don't know what the difference is between a turtleneck and a polo neck.
I'm not sure either. But yeah.
Someone will be on to explain. But
you're right. I mean, Paul Costello, I remember my brother did work experience with him up in the north. He had a factory up in the north when Diana was alive. And they used to have a Diana section. And it was like, don't touch that. That's for Diana. Because obviously Diana used to wear... Paul Costello's clothes. And again, you know, I've met the guy. You can understand why you would compliment Paul Costello because he's tall, he's handsome, there's something quite suave about him. Mm. But yeah, he was basically giving an interview to the Irish Times and he said, I think it's the 20th anniversary that he basically does some sort of, what would you call it, a designer link-up with Dunns. And he said, basically, it was a great leveller. And he also says, I love it when I walk down Henry Street and a woman will say, I slept in your sheets last night. Or a man will say, I am wearing one of your jumpers. I really love Irish people for that. They are so quick to pay you a compliment. And it's true, the Irish do pay each other compliments a lot. A huge amount. And this guy I meet, he talks about basically strangers are better at giving compliments than friends and family. And we meet in a pub.
Well, I'm Aaron Stairs from Shane's Pub here. I'm just having a chat with Henry, isn't it?
It is, Aaron. You know, when it comes to a compliment, are you good at taking a compliment? When was the last time somebody complimented you?
I can take a compliment. Like, I do think... If someone gives me a compliment, it depends who it's coming from. Like, if I trust their opinion, I'll obviously take it on board now. You know what I mean? And it depends what they compliment me on. Now, I mean, if my hair is a bit receding, so if someone says, you look well, your hair is looking well now. You know what I mean?
So you're suspicious if somebody comments on your hair?
Well, like, if you have confidence in yourself, like, I've got a gym a lot and I walk out a lot, so if someone's saying you're looking good, you look physically fit and stuff, I'd agree with them. You know what I mean?
So, for the listeners at home, you have tattoos. I said, I like your tattoos, can you describe them to me?
Yeah, my tattoos is all Roman and Greek mythology. So, it's basically starting from my hand all the way up to my shoulder.
And what's that at the top there?
At the top is Zeus and the Colosseum.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people have that, do you know what I mean? But mine is different to other people's, you know what I mean?
So, it's a sleeve tattoo?
Sleeve tattoo.
You always wanted
that? Yeah, I always wanted tattoos. No, I love my tattoos. I do get a lot of compliments on my tattoos. So I know they're telling the truth.
And it is beautiful, and I'm not just saying that. Like, are you ever, you know, can you tell if it's a backhanded? Can you tell if they're basically...
Yeah, well, when someone's being disingenuous. I think when someone's talking to you, boy, how they're saying it. I find, especially friends, I think I said this last time I was on the ride, like, friends or family can be a bit disingenuous. I find, like, strangers compliment you better. Do you know what I mean? I find even strangers are better at building up your confidence and being, like...
Just people in the street.
Yeah. Like, you get a lot more out of strangers most of the time than you do out of your own friends and family around you, do you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. We know what you mean. I don't know, though. I think half the time Irish people go, God, that's a big tattoo you have there.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
There'd be a bit of that.
There can be a meanness. You're right. And
well,
like that.
I mean, it's not even... I don't know if it's quite as much as meanness, but it's kind of like... What is that? Explain it to me.
Yes.
But then say if he then would go back to him and say, oh, no, that's all Greek mythology and blah, 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 and explains it all, then they might kind of go, oh, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that would be a real
But
Irish...
that'd be kind of more Irish to me rather than just a completely unvarnished compliment. That happens rarely.
I mean, I compliment people with curly hair, male and female.
Okay.
I can get quite carried away. If someone has beautiful curly hair, it will stop me in my tracks. And I have to tell them how amazing their curly hair is.
Okay.
Which I know it's, you could say, is a little bit of a fetish. I'm not sure.
I know what you mean. I like curly hair. But then again, you see, if someone has curly hair, they're not really responsible for that.
Well, they're born with
born,
it.
Yeah, it's just a thing. You have a nose. Well done. But then again, of course, they could have gone for, you know, spending a fortune on perms to get that curly hair.
Or a new nose.
But curly red hair, though.
Oh, I do love a bit of curly red hair.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
I just love red hair in general.
Yeah, red hair is gorgeous.
I have a thing for red hair.
On both male and female.
No, mostly women. Men, I'm indifferent to men with red hair.
And I'm going to be quite sexist and say red hair is wasted on a man. God, the trouble I'll get into for saying that.
But please, we will hand out Henry's email address at the end of this segment so you can personally complain. People always say things like, you've lost weight, and mean it as a compliment. But when will we learn to not to... exactly. Mm. Because you've lost weight means you were fat.
Well, also, it can mean you haven't lost weight. I mean, I clearly have not lost weight. I know it's radio. And people will say, you've lost weight. And I'm like, no, I haven't. Look at me. But, you know, I think they're trying to say something nice.
You see, people say it to me because I'm skinny, right? But I was always skinny. It's nothing I ever did.
You were a rake always.
But if I haven't seen somebody for 5 or 10 years and they go, you've lost weight, is another way of saying no. But what they mean is like, have you got cancer? That's what they're really saying. Please tell me the life-threatening disease.
About what's really happened
and
to
I
you.
And I go, no, I was just always like this. And then they kind of look at me kind of, I don't know.
I know, I think you look pretty healthy. I really do. Which brings us on to the Americans. They do like to throw around compliments all over the place.
You're from the States. Are you guys good at taking and receiving compliments?
I am very good at it.
You're very good at...
at taking them and giving them.
Really?
Yes.
Have you complimented anyone today?
I think I have.
And does it help you get through life if you say to someone, oh, I love the way you wear that shirt?
Well, because I know it makes them feel good, and I am honest when I give them, so it does.
And do you like handing out compliments, or do you just receive them?
I like handing them out also, and receiving them, but I'm a little shy on that part, I guess. But
and why are so many of us shy on receiving them? I'm going to say something a little bit personal to you. You're in your 50s, and you're really pulling off wearing a hoodie. Is that okay, or is that a backhanded
compliment? No.
My wife says I'm not allowed to wear hoodies, I'm too old.
Yeah, and I have shorts on, so that's just my style. So, but, she always says, oh, you don't like compliments.
He's not good at taking them at all.
And why are so many of us not good at it? Are we shy? Are we suspicious? Do we feel self-conscious?
I think it makes you feel uncomfortable a little bit, you know? So women love compliments more than men do. I mean, men do too, but it just depends on what you think.
But sometimes women aren't as good as taking them. But if you say, thank you so much, then it's just...
I would rather give them out than receive them anyways. Almost like Christmas presents. I would rather give them out than receive them.
And you get a buzz from that?
Yeah, I like that. I enjoy making other people more happy than having it come back
to
me.
So you want to make other people feel good?
Yes.
And then you'll feel good yourself?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, spread the love. I do love when I wear something new and get compliments. I have a pair of heeled boots that always get compliments, and I would reach for them more than other boots sitting in the back of my wardrobe. Okay, that makes sense. Somebody else says, I sing and was once complimented by a young woman who then went on to say, I bet you have a big head, haven't you? Yeah.
And does she?
That is an Irish compliment.
Yes.
I'm giving you a compliment, but you're going to be... we always compliment people who come back from holiday with a tan when actually it's sun damage. Okay, yeah, but you can't go to somebody. Well, I suppose you could not comment at all.
Just say you have colour.
You say you got a great bit of sun damage when you're out there in Spain.
Yeah, look at
congratulations.
Exactly. Look at the peel coming off your shoulder. Yeah, you can't say that to somebody.
Is it better to eyeball somebody and compliment them, or just send them a text?
I find it really difficult to even make eye contact with you and compliment you. I do it via text.
Okay. Which you do regularly.
I would send compliments by text, but I can't say it in person because it just makes me feel uncomfortable to say something nice to someone's face.
Yeah.
But it's fine on a text. Like today, I just sent one text and it just said, you knocked it out of the park. Here is a mother and daughter.
I really like your handbag.
Thank you.
Where did you get it?
Brent Thomas.
And what's it made out of?
Leather.
So how did you take my compliment? Was it believable? Was it good enough?
Yes, yeah.
And how do you take compliments?
Very
how do you
well.
Take them?
Appreciate it. I like it, yeah. If it's genuine.
And how can you tell if it's a genuine compliment?
Body language.
So body language.
Yes, yes.
And are you good at sending out the compliments yourself?
Yes, yes I am. Yes. I constantly tell my daughter how beautiful she looks. Yeah, I do.
Every day?
Not every day, I don't see her every day, but when I do, and another daughter also. I have two lovely daughters.
So you do hand out the compliments?
I do, yes.
And you like to receive them too?
Yes.
And do you think it's a generational thing, that the fact that young people, perhaps they're better at taking compliments and then saying
they're
yes,
not good
thank
at
you?
Taking them.
You don't think they're good at
No, they're not good at taking compliments. No, no. Certainly my age group are not. Well, I'm not a young person, but.
So if I complimented you, I like your jacket.
Yeah, thank you very much.
How'd you take that? Are you
That's
suspicious
very nice,
of me?
Yeah.
That I have some sort of ulterior motive?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, she didn't sound completely convinced by that. I must say, no, I don't think you've an ulterior motive. One texter says, I do think as a nation we're very bad at taking a compliment. I do think there is a lot of suspicion around compliments. Maybe we should just take the compliment as it's meant. Indeed, because then again, you're always not always. It depends on who gives it to you. You know, their motives might be mixed. I'm desperately overweight and trying to lose weight. I'm most upset that nobody has yet commented on the fact that I've lost 3 stone this year.
Wow, that's
impressive. Wow, that's you see, but at the same time, that's kind of a version of what I was saying earlier on. If you see someone who is a certain size and then they shrink, you think, oh God, what's wrong with them? And they don't, and people don't want to say.
They don't.
It's a bit like if I think a woman is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting until she gets labour pains before I'll say congratulations, just to be in the safe side.
Like that happened to a friend at a bus stop.
Yeah.
Somebody came up and said, how many months is it? And she said, I'm not pregnant. She just had a little bit of a, what do they call it, a muffin top.
Yeah. The best response I got when giving a compliment was, I'm uneasy getting compliments. Much better than, no, I don't, or it's nothing really, which means that you're actually way better than what that person thinks. Another text that says, unfortunately, in this day and age, you would risk ending up in front of the HR department if you pay a compliment to a co-worker.
There's a lot to unpack.
You know,
at the
radio awards, that's the only, when all, like, everyone in here and then all the other stations are there, that's the only night of the year when you can say to someone, God, you look great. Because if you just wandered in of a random Tuesday and said, God, you look great.
And it could be someone of the opposite sex.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what I mean. Because then it would be kind of weird in a work environment.
It's difficult. It's very difficult to compliment a colleague these days on their appearance. It's very, very difficult because you're right. I mean, it could really backfire and they could look amazing. They could look like $1 million. And it might not be the fact, you might not be coming onto them. It might just be a nice thing to say. You've got to be so careful.
Yeah, you do. I often get people saying that my hair looks great and embarrassingly have to tell them that I just washed it. It does make me wonder how terrible the other days. Shampoo works wonders. I have a jumper that I hate. Doesn't suit me at all. Wear it because it's really warm and everybody compliments me on it. Since people have found out about my having cancer, they feel compelled to comment on how well I look every bloody time they see me. I'm under palliative care and look like crap. It's head-wrecking.
They should just be honest.
Just
say, how are you today?
Yeah.
You don't need
rather than, I got a lovely new winter coat and wore it by accident to the kids' GAA training. I got lovely comments off the other mammies and for once said thank you and told them how delighted I was with it, where I got it and how long I'd wanted one like it. I showed off the pockets with warm furry lining. A week later, at a kids' match, one of the mammies turned up in the same coat and thanked me for doing the research. I'm raging as I feel like a fool wearing it now when she's there. Oh, God, you have to buy another coat.
Idea.
Oh, yeah,
that's hard. But you're right. Compliments, they're addictive. You get addicted to them, a bit like social media. You want those likes. You want people to say how great you look. And when they don't, it can make you feel sad. And
in your new coat.
And, and I'm going to bring us back a few years now. I know this is a really unusual thing that kind of happened. So I was backpacking across the Greek islands in a place called Ios 27 years ago. And this guy stopped me 27 years ago and he complimented my T-shirt. And I didn't understand why. He was doing it for a reason. Like it was, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. He stopped me and complimented me. Anyway, I bumped into him outside News Talk 27 years later. Here he is.
Hey, I'm Dez.
Dez, we first met in 1998, which is 27 years ago, in an island in Greece, island hopping, and you were standing in the street, and I think you complimented me, you complimented my T-shirt. Tell us, bring us back, and why did you stop me?
I did. Why did I stop you? Well, I needed people to go into the bars. So that was the first off. And you were wearing a lovely t-shirt as well.
I think it was
a flowery t-shirt.
It was something else you stopped before. You were telling me to go into a bar, but you actually had an ulterior motive to promote a doctor. You were actually lobbying people to go into a local GP, but you couldn't say, because that would be unethical.
That was
so you were
a side business, that was.
Pretending to send me into this bar, I think it was called Orgasm, but really, you wanted me to go to this GP, or remember where the GP was if I got sick.
Yeah, he was a good man, Dr. Yanni's all right, and he wasn't really working on the books, to say the least, do you know? And he certainly looked after his patients.
But it worked, because my friend sliced his toe in two, and we knew where to go.
Yeah.
And he basically stitched it back on. So, in a way, compliments, they stay with you, don't you? For example, can I ask you, you know, compliment you and say...
Thank you.
You're roughly my age, but you look $1 million better than me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll take that compliment, but I don't feel it either.
You don't
feel
it?
About the same age. No. Two kids would do that to you.
I was living in America for a few years. A lady there once told me that I had beautiful features on my face, then followed that up with, "It's a pity you don't do more with them."
Wow.
Oh, talk about taking it back. So that guy was, the service he was providing was a kind of a before and after service. There's the bar where you do your self-damage, and there's the GP you can visit afterwards.
So he would stop you and say, "Would you go into this
nice
bar
one.
And we've got a special offer on the drinks." The Greeks call them a kamaki. But really, he was paid by the GP to say, "By the way, if you ever get sick, there's a GP." But because of rules and ethics, he the doctor couldn't admit that he hired a PR guy, and he looked like $1 million back then, Des, and he still does. Oh, he was, the ladies loved him.
Good man, Des. Well done. Good man. So, did you talk to kind of, you know, general uncomplimented members of the public?
Yeah, so, you know, I try to compliment people in the streets, and again, a lot of people feel awkward, and this man kind of half complimented me. I don't know what it was. Take a listen, have a deep listen here.
Do you like a compliment?
Yes.
Yes, of course we do. Everyone does.
So can I just compliment your lovely baseball cap?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And do you send compliments out a lot?
Not as much as you should, and not as much as I do, no.
And yourself, I mean, when was the last time you sent out a compliment?
Oh, interesting. I said her outfit yesterday was beautiful.
Did he say that?
He did, yeah. He's very complimentary, isn't he?
When was the last time you gave someone a compliment?
Last week.
You're a taxi driver. Do you compliment... Hi, how are things? You're a taxi driver. Do you hand out compliments? Do you receive them?
Yes, indeed, I do.
What sort of things would you say to your customers in the back?
I might ask them first where they're from, if I get information like that. But just in general, I like getting them. And I like my country getting them. But giving them out, I'm not too sure.
Can I just say, I love your suit and your tie. Tell me about your tie.
Company tie.
It's a company tie?
Yes.
So it's got the company brand on it.
It does.
How did you take that compliment?
Well, it wasn't towards me, was it? From the tie.
Well, you're wearing the tie.
Yeah, but it's not, I didn't design the tie.
So you're not taking the compliment well.
It's not actually a compliment at me directly, really.
Well, that's how you look.
Well, I don't know. I don't get too many compliments, so I'll take any I can get.
Doesn't sound like it, actually, but he's got a point. If you're wearing a nice hat, all you did was buy a hat. You didn't make the hat, design the hat, you know.
Well, he made an effort. I mean, he was a limo driver and he did look like $1 million and he was wearing a company tie and he was in a suit, but he took the compliment really badly. He didn't like it at all. He felt uncomfortable. And I think that's really normal amongst Irish people to take a compliment badly. That's who we are because it's you know, suspicious.
Yeah.
You know, why are you doing that?
So you talked to Karen Ward about this.
Yeah. So here is Dr. Karen Ward and she tries to put us straight.
My name is Karen Ward of the Irish Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy member. And it's really interesting, the subject of compliments and the Irish. Are we good at giving them? Yes, I think we are. But are we good at receiving them? Not necessarily. We are perhaps still keeping an eye on what would have been known back in the day as having notions. So there can be an element of, if we accept compliments, that we are yeah, we are maybe getting ahead of ourselves would be one term that's used. But we live in a very different world today, and there's something very important in the giving and receiving of compliments so that we can acknowledge, yes, I did good there, or I turned up for others, I was supportive, so that the receiving, particularly as we come up to this big event at the end of December, beginning with the C, that often we are beyond generous with the gifts that we give other people. The Irish in particular are well known worldwide for giving very generously to charities. But to foster the gift of receiving is an important part of self-love, which, as many of us know, is one of the hardest ways to love. So yes, let us foster that gloriously and accept the compliments that are given to us freely.
There you go, Karen Ward there promoting self-love. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.